Hello, this is Reverend Charisse of Knowing Spirit. Thank you for joining our show today. With me, I am honored to have Linda Woods. She is a radio show host of Windows to Wellness. She's also a writer, an editor, a life coach, spiritual advisor, and teacher, among many things. She has interviewed several celebrities who have been working in the spiritual healing realm for quite some time. Some people have gone to Linda for guidance on how to promote their work, how to publish it, or even how to become a professional healer. Linda, please let us know what got you started.
Hi, Charisse. Thank you for having me on today. I'm just thrilled to be your guest. It's unusual for me to be the guest because I like to do the interviewing, so this is kind of new for me. But you asked me, how did I get started as a writer?
Not just a writer, but you also help. If I'm, correct me if I'm wrong. You also help people who want to promote their own work, because you do podcasts as well. Like, how did you get involved in the whole business?
Well, it started out with writing because I wrote because I was passionate about certain things, and it was never because I felt like I had to write. You know, a lot of writers just feel like they have to write every day, and I never was like that. But I was passionate about certain things, and way back long, I don't know how many years ago, I was interested in writing personal ads. As a matter of fact, that's how I met my husband, through a personal ad in the newspaper. I don't know if I ever told you that story or not.
Yes, you did, yes.
But I really enjoyed interviewing people and letting them choose adjectives that described who they were, and then I would help them put an ad together that was really effective. It's a form of copywriting. You know, like, we would have titles like tall, tan, and terrific, you know, warm, witty, and wise, 55 and still alive, and I try to come up with things that would really be compelling, that would get, would help them get a lot of replies to their personal ads. And then I met my husband that way. And so I had that was my credential, because I met my husband. It wasn't really a credential, but it was something unique about me. And so I started teaching personal ad writing at the local YWCA here in Nashville, and had a lot of people. Matter of fact, the people that came to the class, some of the people ended up dating some of the other people, because they had so much fun. And then I ended up writing some articles for the Nashville Scene about personal ad writing, and I wrote for Atlanta Singles Magazine. But I never really knew I was that gifted of a writer until I started going to writing groups, and I would actually go and listen to what other people had written and realize that I was just as good as they were. And so I started submitting things to newspapers, and in business full-time, I was an accountant. I was a CPA and an accountant for Association of Attorneys, the Nashville Bar Association. And I, even though I was an accountant and I handled all the administrative functions and the payroll, and I wanted to do something more creative, so I asked if I could write for their journal, which was the Nashville Bar Journal. And I interviewed an attorney who was a comedian, and he had a stand-up routine. And I talked to him about that and wrote an article for the Bar Journal about that. And another attorney had his own radio show. So, and I also had experience working 7 years for a media company, United Press International. You've heard of them, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they're like a major news organization that supplies news all over the world to newspapers and radio and television stations. And I was on board as an accountant for them for over 7 years. So I was always surrounded by news reporters and photographers and journalists, and I just really liked being in that environment of the media where, you know, things were on the cutting edge and we had all the latest information. And then I moved to Nashville, and I started a group here called Earth Save. It was a group to help people learn how to eat healthier. I had heard John Robbins speak. He was the son of the Robbins and the Baskin and Robbins family, and he was talking about factory farming and cruelty to animals, and not only that, but what happens when you eat certain foods, what happens to your body. And I just got really excited and started a group in Nashville, and I started writing press releases for the media, the newsletter. I wrote opinion columns for the Tennessean, but they were always, you know, they always picked these really wild headlines like "Where's the beef?" You know, not on this Nashvillean's table. They picked things that would really draw the interest of the reader, and then I would get teased about it constantly in my accounting job that I had written this. So that led to a radio show that I started where I've had you as my guest several times.
Yes.
And that radio show was every week on a radio station here in town. It was a 50,000 watt, and I interviewed experts on alternative medicine. And the way I got that show was the general sales manager at that station had read the newsletter that I had written for EarthSafe, and he was really impressed with eating healthier, and he said, "What can I do?" And I said, "Well, you know, I wanted to have some public service announcements about the EarthSafe group," and I, out of my mouth, this must have been one of those channeled experiences, because I don't know where this came from, but out of my mouth, I said, "Well, I've always wanted to have my own radio show about healing." And I swear I don't know where that came from, Charisse. It just popped out. So that must have been from beyond.
It sure was.
So he set me up with my own radio show, but he didn't tell me that I'd have to pay for it. I had to get the advertisers and book the guest and select the topic and really, really enjoyed that. And I did that for 4 years on that station and continue to do it on another station in Nashville. But I inquired with one of the newspapers here in town about writing a column on alternative medicine and healing because I did a radio show, and they were very receptive to that. So then I ended up being a columnist for the Review Appeal newspaper for over a year and a half. I never got paid for it. But I really enjoyed writing and starting with compelling introductions. And ironically, the last column that I wrote was the Friday before 9/11. I had just come to a point where I really didn't know what else I wanted to write about. And I had probably 50 or 60 columns with the newspaper. And nobody really missed it because of, you know, all the activities of that week and the emotions of that week. So it was a good time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty much how I started as a writer, and I have been promoting my own radio show all this time. I've learned an awful lot about internet marketing, and I help other people get on the radio, and I help them set up their shows, and you and I have done some podcasts.
Yes, we've done a few. I was earlier I was speaking about the podcast that we have set up on iTunes. Called Knowing Spirit,
mm-hmm.
And it is, when I first started it, I really wanted to share my understanding, but I also realized that sometimes it's very easy to get off topic. It's very easy to kind of go on a tangent and not stay on task. And after I had, you know, several interviews with you on your show, Radio Windows to Wellness,
mm-hmm.
I really felt that it would be better for the audience if I had you as a co-host, because then there's a lot of questions that you ask me that I probably wouldn't ever think of talking about, but yet it was all, every question you had was very interesting and, mm-hmm. and really very important.
Well, you tend to go into other dimensions a lot, which is which is something I wish I could do more often. And somebody I've been known as, I've been called the straight man or woman, because a lot of my guests do tend to go off topic, and I bring them back. You know, I podcast with Dr. James Wineless out in California on intuition, and he is just all over the place. He's very animated, and he just starts rambling, and I bring him back. It's like I rope him in back to the topic. Now, you're not like that, but, you know, my gift is interviewing. That's my
yes.
main talent, and helping people get their stories out.
Yeah.
A lot of people just, they've got the story in them, and they just cannot get motivated to start. And sometimes just having lunch with somebody and turning on your digital tape recorder, you know, I just bought one of these SanDisk MP3 players that I wear around my neck whenever I go to lunch with somebody, and it's amazing the stories you tell while you're at lunch or while you're at dinner, and that would be a really good way to get your book started. But sometimes you need people to ask you those questions that you don't. And somebody asked me one time, where did you learn to ask questions like that? And I don't really know. I think it's just what I came in with. And I'm just so happy that I did, because that's what I live for, is asking questions. So,
well, that's how we grow and that's how we evolve.
Mm-hmm.
It's really how we become aware of what's around us, just by asking and seeking.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a gift. It definitely is a guest. And you've had some really interesting guests. I remember the week that you interviewed me. I think just the week before, you had the authors of The Law of Attraction.
Oh, well, they weren't my guests.
Oh, sorry.
I've got their permission to air their workshop.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think that Esther Hicks has been interviewed. I don't know that she does interviews, but she was interviewed by Oprah on her station. And I've had them on only because they've given me permission to re-air their live workshops in front of audiences. So
oh, okay.
Love to have an interview with her.
Oh, okay.
Maybe one day. But, you know, I'm not really attached to being the host. I just want to get the information out that is so healing for people. And that is one teacher that I just really, really resonate with.
Yeah.
And so whenever I get to a point in a place where I don't have a guest, I'll always pop on one of the Abraham Hicks programs, because it's better to have that kind of information than nothing or an interview that you're not prepared for. So anyway, so what I really like to do is work with healers. And somebody told me one time that in a former lifetime, I was actually working for the church, and that it was during the Inquisition. And I was trying to figure out why I was so compelled in this lifetime to be of service to healers and to promote healers. I just didn't really know why that happened, that I was leaning in that direction. And this was a clairvoyant that told me this, that in this former lifetime, I actually would send healers to their death. And that didn't make me feel very good. Well, you weren't the one that told me this, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was just trying to figure out if I ever talked.
Well, it really isn't funny. I mean,
yeah.
I had to do that or I was put to death. That's what I was told. And because of that, in this lifetime, I'm trying to make it up to all these people. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I really do resonate toward people in the healing industry, and I get requests for all kinds of books that I don't want to write. You know, people that have had really dark pasts and they want to write about it, and people who, you know, you just don't want to immerse yourself in that world for 3 or 4 and 5 months. And I usually pass those kind of books on to other writers on my team or...
Well, you work for... I just wanted to introduce... you used to work with Yvonne Perry, or do you still work with her?
I used to be on her writing team.
Okay.
And hers is writersinthesky.net, and she would refer writers to me, and I also got her started podcasting and edited her podcast and put them up every week for her, and now she's got someone else to do that. And so she's really grown her business, and she would get leads off of her Google ad on the internet, and I decided, well, I'm really good at writing those short, compelling, concise, eye-catching ads, so I put my own Google ad out there, and I've started getting my own leads, and I've started building my own writing team. I'm not a fiction writer, and a lot of the work that comes through is fiction, and I usually refer that on to another writer who's very gifted in that. I'm more of a nonfiction writer.
I think we have a guest on the a caller.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this a caller?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi. This is Reverend Cherise, and I'm speaking with Linda Woods from Radio to Wellness. Did you have a question for either Linda or myself?
Yeah, I was just wondering what... I'm Rita from North Carolina. I was wondering what you picked up on what my future held for me.
Okay, I'm sorry, I have to just ask you to speak up just a wee bit.
I'm having a problem hearing you also. I'm Rita from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what you picked up on the future for me.
Okay. Well, if you're thinking in terms of what your soul's karma is, or what your soul's path, and on how best to evolve consciously, I am sensing that a more structured path would be best for you, in terms of finding a organization or a community or a group or to become part of.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're thinking in terms of your relationships, you know, with family members or career, then that would be a different part of your soul that I would have to tap into. So if you don't mind being a little bit more specific, and maybe Linda could help me out here. Linda's a writer.
Oh, okay.
And she's also a spiritual advisor and mm-hmm. and teacher. So, and she has her own show, and she's interviewed several leading authors on spiritual healing. So
mm-hmm.
if there's anything that you want to ask her, please go ahead. So if you could just maybe be a little bit more specific, what are you looking for?
Am I going to meet someone? I'm a widow lady. What's my future going to hold? And, you know, am I going to meet someone? And from there, what?
I'll take this one, Linda.
Okay.
In terms of meeting somebody,
mm-hmm.
Yes, you will. But then you'd have to ask yourself, what do you want in the person? So you'll meet a few people.
Well, a Christian person, of course, dear.
Yes,
you'll
meet a few people. But you're talking in terms of a partner, right?
Oh, yes.
So you will. The challenge is you're going to want to meet somebody who is going to resonate with your spirituality, what your truth is,
right.
And not be, I guess, intimidated by some of the beliefs that you are holding now at this time. So whenever you want to create the future, you always have to sow seeds. When I tell my clients who call me. So if you were looking to meet somebody, then the seed that you would have to sow at this lifetime is calling forth a soul partner who would resonate at your level, who would love and accept and respect you, respect your beliefs, honor the beliefs that you have right now, and also want to be in a relationship. Because often we meet people who aren't ready. So what I'm teaching you to do, or what I'm advocating, is start calling that person in. Because our future is a result of what you're thinking now and what you've done in the past.
Right. Okay. Okay. Another question. I don't know if you can pick up on this. I'm holding the picture in my hand. This person dates this young lady, and I'm wanting to know what you pick up on her. Is she an okay person or what?
Okay, hold on one second. Let me raise the volume. I'm having a hard time. You're saying you're holding a picture of somebody in your hand?
Yes, that somebody's dating someone, and I'm wanting to know if you think this lady is an okay person. Is she there because she loves this person or other means?
Well, as a healer, the first thing that I, because I work as a healer,
mm-hmm.
and a minister, so the first thing that I would ask you is there something that you can do to help the woman that you're talking about? Like, is there prayers that you could say? Is there something that that you can do to actively help this woman feel a little bit better about herself? But I don't go into other people's personal
mm-hmm.
Challenges, because I feel that's an invasion of privacy. So
okay.
the only message that I can get for you about this woman, unless it's a person you're related to or a person you're in a relationship with, then I can do a personality, like a compatibility chart in terms of astrology. But if you're talking about a picture in your hand, I would say she would need some assistance in understanding how to feel good about herself and to respect herself. And you're capable at this time of saying prayers and sending out light and love energy to help her feel like a good soul and a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. So where are you? Are you in Nashville, or where are you on the radio show from, or whatever?
Oh, Linda is in, you're in Nashville, right, Linda?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh,
yes.
Nashville, okay.
And then you're, and Linda's radio show is called Windows to Wellness, and I'm out in the Chicago area, and my show is called Knowing Spirit, and I also have a healing and counseling practice, long distance and in person, and I offer energy work, and then intuitive spiritual counseling, which would be just tapping into somebody's past lives or
okay,
whatever.
Do you have a phone number, dear? I have a computer, but I do not have the internet. Do you have a phone number?
Oh, sure. It's 1-815-483-1141.
Okay.
And then the website, if you want to take a look at the services I offer,
uh-huh.
just anyone who's listening right now, it's www.knowingspirit.com. And there's, I think there's about, you know, 10 or 12 different services that I offer. And they range from astrology, Reiki, intuitive counseling, energetic healing. And there's different types of services for all the different types of people that there are. And whichever one you are called to would probably be the one that's best for you.
And where is Michael Guger from? Where? What city is he in?
Michael?
Is he in Nashville, or what? Where is Michael?
Oh, you mean Linda, my co-host?
Michael.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Is that somebody that you've been listening to on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I only know about the Knowing Spirit show, and I have Linda Woods on as my guest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, did I dial the right number when I dialed you guys? Is it 1-877-876-5227? Is that right?
You might have. I'm on the. This is the one. It's a 2 o'clock show in Central Time, and this is, I think, Pacific Time. It's the 11 to 12 o'clock show.
Oh.
So we're on every Sunday, and I interview healers, and Linda Woods I consider a healer. She also helps other healers get up and share their teachings. She's a writer.
Mm-hmm.
She's also my co-host on my podcast. I do take callers. But I always ask for it to be about healing and how can you evolve your soul. And I've also written a couple of books, and Linda has edited one of them for me and proofread. So that's how I came to know Linda. So I am an intuitive, and I am a healer.
That's interesting. And your name is?
My name is Reverend Shree Thorne.
Okay. I may give you a call back sometime to talk about some things later.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much for calling
in. And thank you. And you ladies have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charisse, you are just so gifted at answering questions like that. See, I would have to sit down and really ask quite more questions. And that's what I really love about your books. You teach people how to do that. Are you there?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you for saying that. I definitely, I do enjoy being intuitive. I do enjoy being able to, I mean, the questions that she was asking were very valid. You just have to be careful that you don't invade anybody's personal privacy. I think we have another caller. Hold on. Is that a guest? Is that a caller we have on the line now?
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi. Who's
Hi.
This?
Hi. I'm just calling. I kind of wanted to see, we are kind of going through some health problems and financial stuff. I want to kind of see where it's going to be at in the next few months.
Okay, well, you have Linda Woods on the line with you.
Hello.
Hi. And Linda Woods is a spiritual advisor, a teacher, and has interviewed several authors on healing and spirituality. And this is Reverend Shree Thorne, and I am an intuitive. So if you're asking me that question, I would let you know that your future, which I had said was the last guess, is based on the seeds that you have sown in the past. Now, I see that there are some challenges ahead of you. There is somebody who's not ill, and if you haven't, let me put this, if you haven't placed some parameters on making sure that you have the ability to pay certain hospital bills, you might have some challenges. Are you calling from the States or Canada?
No, the states.
Okay, so, I mean, in Canada, the health care is generally paid for. So down in the states, there might be some challenges that way. But if you use the law of attraction to bring about what you want to experience, you have a way of controlling what's coming to you. So what specifically did you want to find out, if you could be more specific for me?
Okay, well, my health, I have severe neck and head pain. I had a drunk driver hit me, and I've got rods in my head. And I want to know when I'm going to feel better. I know it's going to be coming up, but it's just so frustrating. I'd really like to get pregnant and stuff one more time, but it's frustrating. I guess my two questions would be when my health is going to get better and I'm going to feel better, and when I'm going to be able to get pregnant again.
Okay, well, I'm going to raise the volume again. Those are some really valid and important questions. Whenever we're looking or we're seeking something, then mm-hmm. your soul will try and create it for you. So you were guided to call today. I am a healer, so I do offer energy work. But I'm not the only healer there is. There's tons of healers across America and all over the world. You might want to contact somebody that can help your body heal itself.
Yeah, I've been working with Caroline a little bit.
Who?
Caroline. She's on the radio, too.
Oh, okay, perfect. Perfect. And I think I know a couple of Carolyn's on this radio show, on the station, and both of them look like wonderful healers. So if you're working with a healer, they'll facilitate the healing of your body.
Mm-hmm.
But permanent healing is coming from your mind or your thought system. So this is an accident. It was painful for you. You're going to need energy work to kind of get through this. So if you've got an energy worker, that's fantastic. But if you can also continue to work with this woman, if you've been guided to work with her, help her to let you release stuff that's being caught in your field. Because whenever you're in an accident, there's trauma. There's trauma to the field, and then there's trauma to the physical body, and there's trauma to the chakra. So what you're needing to do in order to feel better is mend the chakras, mend the physical body, and to bring some healing to that auric field, which you're probably doing with that healer.
Yes.
As well, I'm sure she can teach you on how to certain affirmations would have to be said over and over again to try and raise your vibration and to manifest what you want. If you're looking for peace, then I teach my clients. I actually give certain affirmations when they come to me for a session that has a vibrational frequency that matches them. So for you, it would be, I call forth divine healing. I deserve to enjoy my life and experience peace. So a mantra like that you would say over again, or if you needed to, somebody could record it onto a CD for you with some music and you could play that. I have a healing practice, so I also have all these bowls and tuning forks and whatnot that I use on people, but I'm sure the lady you're working with also does that. But I do see you are going to feel better if you want to be real concrete in about 8 weeks, but that is a result of you working with somebody, and it's probably this lady that you're talking about, and you deserve to feel better. The pregnancy might take at least about a year, maybe 12, 14 months, because you don't want to get pregnant while you're trying to heal your body.
No.
You need to be physically, mentally, and emotionally and spiritually ready for a soul to come in. So the longer you take, the better, actually.
Yeah. Do you see, though, will I be able to have a pregnancy? You know, I have severe endometriosis, too, and I've had my one miracle little man, but I think I will be able to, and I keep telling myself that, but I just wonder what you see.
There is some scarring. As a medical intuitive, I do see some scarring. The scarring is occurring in the field, so if it's in the field, it probably is in the body right now. So there might be some challenges to do with that, but if, you know, the lady that you're working with, if she does energy work, you might just want to ask her if she can heal the scars in the sacral, in the root chakra.
Okay.
And then when you heal the scars in the chakras and in the field right outside your body, then that will translate into physical healing. It's not going to be, you know, a 60-second cure. But whatever whatever you do to your field, you will also do to your body. And then also you want to make sure that your chakras, the root and the sacral chakra, are balanced, because you're dealing with some issues of self-value and self-worth. And you've got to make sure that you feel that you deserve to have a happy life. Because in the end, you're calling forth a child. You want to have a family. You want to have a healthy, happy, balanced home. But that has to first start with you.
Yeah, and the CD, can I make that? Or how do I go about doing that?
You can, you know, if you have a tape player or even any kind of equipment on your computer, you can just pick a mantra that you think is appropriate or what I had told you, and you can just repeat it a few times in a tape and put it, some background music to it, and then put it, play it at night before you go to sleep, or play it in the morning when you wake up. The first thing you'd want to do is play it in the morning. It depends. If you're working during the day, it would be hard to listen to, but if you were at home, you could just keep playing it over and over again, just so that those thoughts become your reality. Because in the end, whatever you're thinking, you will bring about. But you have to give yourself an opportunity to believe in it. So by exposing yourself to those truths, then you'd be able to believe it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do, I have sometimes made CDs for people, but you can do it yourself, or you can go, a lot of people have offer meditation and healing CDs. But your own voice is, when I studied clinical hypnotherapy, and your own voice is always the most powerful.
Okay, that's great.
Any other questions?
No, that's probably it. Hey, I do want to ask, do you have anything to recommend? I know music, everyone keeps telling me music would be better for my meditation to help me kind of relax more. Is there anything you could recommend for that?
I have a CD. If you want to give me your address.
Oh, yeah, that would be
down.
Great.
I actually have a CD. It's instrumental. Hold on.
That would be great.
One sec. And
I have a recommendation, too.
Oh, okay. Good. You want to, you actually, Linda, if you want to, you want to give your recommendation and then I'll...
Yeah, it's, I have a CD that's Tibetan Bowls.
Okay.
And it's called Seven Metals.
Oh, I've heard that. That's beautiful.
Seven Metals, M-E-T-A-L-S. And it literally takes me out into another dimension, and it has these little really cool clinking noises that bring you back.
Okay.
But it's got to be one of the most powerful pieces of music I've ever heard. And then there's a couple of other CDs by a man named Richard Hite, H-I-T-E, and he does Tibetan gongs.
Oh,
and you can actually hear angelic voices in his music.
Okay. I actually have heard Seven Metals.
Okay.
So I thought it was quite beautiful.
Uh-huh.
So,
and then do you want my address?
No, actually, I didn't. You know, I forgot we were on the air. What I will do is give you my email address. If you just want to email me, I am at knowingspirit.
Okay.
At gmail.
Can you say that one more time?
Sorry, knowingspirit at gmail.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
If you could just refer and make sure that you put down you were on the show today. And then I actually have, it's a healing meditation CD. It was sung by a Belgian healer. She taught me hypnotherapy. And these are channeled words that I received to help people go to a higher dimension or expand their consciousness out so they can receive healing from their guides. Linda, I sent that to you, right? Did I send you that CD?
I think you did. Uh-huh.
Yes, okay. So I have sent a few people. I've had some pretty positive feedback in terms of they're able to listen to it in the car. It's not very, very slow, and it's not necessarily the type of music that you have to be sitting in one place, but it does use Tibetan bowls, some crystal bowls, and special, I guess you would call it, mantras that wake up consciousness, because the point of in my practice is to awaken and to heal.
Yeah,
so definitely just let me know, and then you can just give me your address through the email, and let me give you my phone number.
Okay.
It's 815.
Okay.
483.
Okay.
1141.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So if you want to book a session, you can always call there, or if you have access to the internet, you can just visit my website.
Okay.
And that's www.knowingspirit.org. And I have a list of services there, and there's lots of things you can tap onto. And there's also a blog about healing.
Great.
All the different things that you can tap into.
Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Well, we hope you feel better.
Oh, thank
you. Yes, definitely.
You deserve it. Let me change that wording. We know you'll feel better.
We know you'll feel
better,
yes.
Thank you.
Which is most important.
That's right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, you know, it takes a real talent to do what you do, Charisse, and all the healers on this network. And I'm not ready to hang a shingle out yet and do that. I'm, you know, more over the lunch, let me ask you questions. And it's, you know, I call myself a life path coach because, you know, in the course of a maybe 40-minute conversation, I can help people get some clarity on where they really do want to go.
But, you know, I actually think you do that all the time, Linda. You're always helping people. You're always guiding people just by asking them the right question. And I hear another beep. And do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Hello.
This is Reverend Charisse Thorne, and I'm speaking with Linda Woods of Windows to Wellness. She's a spiritual teacher, a healer, and advisor, and she's very intuitive.
Oh, very good.
Okay, did you have any questions for either one of us?
Yes, my name is LaVon.
Oh, hi, LaVon.
How are you?
Hi. Linda?
Yes.
Hi, Linda. This is LaVon is on the line, and LaVon has worked with me for several years, and she's a healer now.
Oh, okay.
She's in the Winnetka area. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Winnetka,
yes, okay.
Minnesota. Yeah.
Winnetka, Minnesota, and you do trauma erase and several other things. I think you do everything.
Yes,
If it can be done, you can do it.
What was the first thing you said she did?
She does trauma erase.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, trauma erase, it's an interesting kind of energetic release.
Mm-hmm.
She has worked with my mother, Angela Thorne, for years with her channeling as well. She's also the coordinator of the New Dawn School of Enlightenment, that Ascension program we run.
Oh, okay.
So LaVon has been working with us for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I know that you haven't spoken to her before, LaVon, but Linda helps promote healers and helps them to either publicize their work, figure out how to publish, figure out how to market. You do podcasting. So if there's any questions for Linda you might have, LaVon, because I know that you are interested in trying to become a little bit more mainstream or public with your work.
Yes. Well, I'm starting a Chronicles, you know, with the help with Reverend Cerise here. And
is that a book you're writing?
No, it's just like a monthly Chronicles, like a newsletter.
Okay.
But I've started a book.
Okay.
And I'm thinking these Chronicles may help me, you know, maybe incorporate more into the book.
And do you have a company that takes care of your email list? And
No.
That's the first thing I would do is AWeber is a wonderful company that I use to keep track of all your emails so you don't have to worry about that. And you actually build a list, and that's who you send your Chronicle newsletter out to periodically. And
that's the first thing you told me, Linda. I think we started working
it's the most important thing because you build relationships with people who really want to know more about you, and you're providing a service, and you're giving of yourself, and you want to keep track of these people and let them know the latest thing going on. And so I'm assuming your Chronicles are free of charge. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So actually you're building awareness of your talents with a group of people, and the more people find you, it's just an easy way for people to sign up for your list, and it's all automatic. You don't really, you know, you put in the welcome message, and maybe the first three or four messages that they get, and then I send out broadcast emails about who my guest is on my radio show each week. So you're asking how to get more exposure? Is that what you're asking?
Well, that would be
okay.
Important. Yes.
And do you have a blog?
Yes. I do.
Okay. And how often do you write?
I haven't written on it for a good month, so.
But how many times a week do you write?
Well, I was trying to do once a week.
Okay. If I could make a recommendation, if you could try to post at least 3 times a week,
okay.
And you can do it all in one sitting. I don't know who your platform is with. Is your blog platform? Who do you use?
She's just a blogger.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure about Blogger, but most of your blog platforms let you sit down and create as many posts as you want, and you can schedule them to come out every so many days. So you don't have to actually sit down 3 times a week and post your message.
Okay.
You can do it all in one sitting and have it come out so that it looks like you're doing it every few days.
Oh, and
do you invite comments from your readers?
Yes, I should.
Okay.
It's really quite new.
Okay, I know. Well, a blog is just like an online diary of so people can get to know you really well. And you can, you know, write about just how your day is going. It doesn't have to be anything major like in your chronicles. It can just be, who, you know, how your day is going and how you handled a situation that came up in your life. Say you were, you know, you had an argument with somebody and how that affected you and how you handled that spiritually. Just write. A blog is just to get on there and write. And it really opens you up to the world out there who wants to get to know you. And the more often you write, and the more edgy you can be, in other words, controversial you can be, the more the media will find you. And also, the higher up your website is in the search engines. Do you have a website?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your website?
Yeah, what's your website's name?
Center of Love. I think isn't that what it's called? The Center of Love?
Yeah, www.thecenterofLove.com.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful domain name. But, so you want to figure out ways to let people know where your site is. And besides blogging, one of the best ways to do that is to write articles and submit them to the article directories. That it just creates an enormous amount of traffic.
So how do you get on that?
Well, articles.com is the first one I would go to because it's free to post an article there.
What's it called again?
EZINE, articles.com.
Okay.
And what you do is you write the article and you create an author's box that has a link back to your website. And anybody in the world can take your article as long as they keep that author's box intact. So, in other words, if you want to write an article on love, say, for instance, just the concept of love, and someone in India picks up the article and puts that in their newsletter, it'll be your article intact with your author's box at the end and a link back to your website. And if 1,000 people did this, then you'd have 1,000 incoming links to your website, and that's what causes your ranking in the search engines to go up. And so more and more people will find you when they search on that keyword, love. So there's just all kinds of ways to, you know, they call it driving traffic, but a more spiritual way to say it would be allowing people to find you.
So, okay. Linda, if you don't mind, if you could just repeat that article.
Yes, it's ezinearticles.com.
Ezinearticles.com. Okay.
And, you can write, I don't remember what the minimum amount is, but I became an expert author on there and have written, and you do that by submitting a certain number of articles. I would have to go back there and look it up to know how many. But, you know, people all over the world find you and what your talent is. And then they find your website, and you're allowing them to use your words on their site. And there's newsletters all over the world that people need content for. So they're getting content, and you're getting exposure for the work that you do.
That's ezinearticles.com.
Ezine, E-Z-I-N-E, articles.com.
E-Z-I-N-G.
Uh-huh. And ezine is another name for an online newsletter.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And then there's another site that I've used called iSnare, the letter I and the word snare, S-N-A-R-E.
S-N-A-R-E.
Uh-huh. And they will allow you for a fee to submit your articles to hundreds of article directories. So you write it once, and they send it out to 40,000 publishers.
And these are free?
Pardon me?
This is free?
No, there's a fee involved with that.
Uh-huh. iSnare.com.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So that's one of the main ways to let people find out about you. And then the other thing I really recommend is to create an ad, Google campaign, and, you know, hire a copywriter to, or write it yourself, a very compelling, short, concise ad that appears on websites all over the internet about who you are and what your service is. And there's a fee for that. You go to Google AdWords.com.
I've used them.
Do you?
Google Ad? I don't use it now, but I have used them. So I think that's a great way to start.
If you go to Google.com and just search on AdWords, it'll come up.
Uh-huh.
And you'll have a campaign based on a keyword that you select. And people find me from, I'm working with a woman in Cyprus right now who's a medium and a healer, and she's writing a book, and she found me because I've written this Google ad. And those ads show up on the right-hand side of the screen when you're searching on a particular keyword, and also at the top of the screen. They're in blue, and you can tell they're called sponsored ads. And I've been told that sometimes my ad just kind of jumps out, you know, because I'm really wanting to attract people of a spiritual nature to help them get their message out, and not so much people that are still immersed in the darkness. I don't know if that's the right way to refer to it, Charisse, but...
Just not as awake yet.
Well, yes. I mean, I really resonate, and that's what I'm attracting, because of this little Google ad, and it's just about 15 words, and I'm getting most of my writing clients that way.
Okay, I think we're off the air. I'm not quite sure, but if we're not, thank you for joining me, Linda.
Okay.
And your number, if anyone wants to contact you, is?
It's 615-781-1552, and my website is the letter A, ahealingvoice.net.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me, Linda. It was an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Charisse.